two things. This is a two-day event for us. For them, it's an all-year thing. Today, I'm going to go down to Office of Personnel Management, and they are having a, what would you call it, get your can in action, a can-off. They're building...
Yes, we can.
Dates all of us if you remember it. But the different people, teams from State Department, Interior, GSA, and OPM have been working feverishly on their own time, using canned food that they brought in and their neighbors have, and they're apparently constructing various structures. And I am the lone judge, so you know. Pray for me, if you will. The funny thing about this, when I thought about
it. So you have to decide between all of these incredible, because there's one piece on the website in Mike's column, which is a hand holding a globe, and it's just beautiful, made of cans of tuna fish.
Well, that's the thing. I thought judging food, cans of food, it's going to be somebody will make a stack of tuna and they'll call it the pyramid at Cheops or something. Or, they'll get a Dendy Moore beef stew and stack it up and it's a Washington Monument. But Suzanne Kubota and I went on the internet yesterday looking for examples of this, and the Guinness Book of World Records has contests and that sort of thing. And some of these are absolute works of art. We could not use them, but the one we used is good enough. It's the world in a hand. So it should be interesting and a first for me doing it. Tomorrow, going down to the D.C. kitchen, and that will be the live show with OPM Director John Berry and officials from the Agriculture Department. And the theme is going to be good nutrition for everybody. But, these are tough times, and when you're trying to make ends meet on a limited budget, every little bit helps, and the healthier we can all be, the better. So that's the theme of that.
Do we know how many cans or pounds of food they've donated?
I didn't check, but apparently it's been going on for some months, and this is a regular program, by the way, but it's been going on for some months, and I would guess it's interesting to note that in hard times, federal workers seem to stay the course. The combined federal campaign, even when times are tough, the average gift per person seems to go up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's as if they're aware of it. They've got jobs. They're doing well, better than many of their neighbors, and they sort of respond. But no, I don't have a can count, as it were.
But still, that's very generous. And I think people are conscious of the fact that they need to give. But sometimes when times are tougher, they pull back a little bit just simply because they have their own needs.
That's right. And the people that are doing this, they're lugging it down in their cars or on metro or what have you. So it's a little bit of a problem. And the people who are working on this in their own time, if you've been involved in any extracurricular activities related to work, this is work.
It is work.
And we're talking to Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey. Now, is there a component of this Feed the Families program that involves working with kitchens to supply meals hot or prepared as opposed to just canned food?
We're going to go down to the D.C. kitchen, and this is part of their mission. The food is collected at various spots, and you don't have to be a fed to do it. You can give it anywhere. And it is taken down to these various locations. And if you're downtown at night, which most of us aren't, but if you're downtown around 5:30 or 6 in any of the parks, you will notice lots and lots of people gathering, mostly men, but increasingly women. And these are people who are having hard times, and they are lining up because there's regularly trucks come by and bring them hot meals and bring food that they can take home. There's some proof involved in it, but it's really kind of chilling to see. You can literally walk from the White House and go up to Farragut Square and McPherson, of these, and see people. It's an eye-opener.
I have noticed that there are more what seem to be people begging on street corners, homeless people.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you do need to step up efforts, especially, the caution against, perhaps giving money on the street and rather give donations to food banks and other places that can provide hot meals and other kinds of necessities.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah. And nothing better than taking a can of food.
And so you're going to D.C. Food Kitchen?
Well, that'll be
DC?
Tomorrow. That'll be live.
D.C. Central.
We're doing the show, the Your Turn show, live there tomorrow. And today is the judging the canned sculpture, the canned artwork.
So are we going to hear from you today?
I will report back to you on what they look like. And we're going to try to get pictures of them and put those up on the website, too.
Okay.
Because there could be some works of art here. Imagine the creative minds at State, Interior, GSA, and OPM. That's an eclectic group. And
so do you
want to
tell tell us where you're going to be so people can join you?
I'll be down at, I think I'm getting there at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
This is the D.C. Central Kitchen.
No, this is Office of Personnel Management.
OPM,
this is for the judging, yeah.
Right.
And they're supposed to have photos of the different sculptors. But if they said if we need to, we can go around to each of the buildings, to State, to Interior, to GSA, and, of course, we'll be at OPM. So I don't know how what kind of facilities they have for letting people in, but I assume if you have a government ID and maybe bring a can down, you can get in.
So the cans are on display, though, at those various
they
locations.
They will be, yes. Yeah, they're the pride of their agencies, yes.
So they've put art in a can.
Exactly, finally. We knew it would
happen.
Andy
Warhol would be proud.
Absolutely.